This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you're with me. We're going to be talking about delusion today. Yeah, there's a saying, when all else fails, there's always delusion. And what I've learned is that we all must have some form of delusion in order to survive. So let's just put that out there. We all suffer delusions. Some people suffer more than others. Delusions of grandeur comes to mind. And, you know, think about something you've wanted out of life. You know, you said, I'm going to be a professional ball player. It may not have come to fruition, but it made you a better ball player. Those delusions help you to some degree, but there comes a point where reality sets in for you as an adult, and you say, you know what? I no longer can live under delusions. I have to really back up what I say. One of the things I talk about to any youngster, people that I train, I say, look, it's okay for you to dream big. You know, go big or go home. It's like Donald Trump. He says, yeah, I'll be president. If I want it, I'll be it. I remember as a kid saying that. I believe in my heart to this day, if I'd set my mind on it, I would have become president of the United States. Now, you can say, Kevin, you were delusional. I don't believe that for a second. I believe it. And I believe that whatever I choose to do now, based on good, solid, hard work and, you know, work ethic and principles I've learned throughout my life, I can achieve. But I'm not going to be delusional about, for example, saying I'm going to go make the Olympic team in something. I'm not. I understand my limitations at some point. And there are many of you out there going, Kevin, seriously, president? Come on now. Yeah. Yeah, I could have been president. There's no question in my head. I remember when Barack Obama was elected and everybody was excited and they were like, man, I remember somebody saying to me, Kevin, did you ever think you were going to see this day, man, where a black man was president? And it was like one of my family members or somebody or friend. And I was like, yeah. And they looked at me like, really? And I was like, yeah, I did. In fact, at one point in life, I thought it might have been me. But then I decided I didn't want that job. I found out what they paid. And I was like, nah, I can do better. True story. Now, whether I could or I couldn't, well, no, you may say, Kevin, you are delusional, but I don't believe so. But here's what I can tell you. When it comes to what impacts my life, I'm a realist. I look at everything through the prism of reality. What's its impact on me? What's its impact on others? Is it good? Is it good for everybody? I'm willing to even give up a little something on because of my delusion, you know, me saying, yeah, I don't need to do it all for me. I don't need to be selfish about it. I was going to use delusion, but I didn't need to use it there. Oh, man. Michael Crichton said this about delusion. He says, we are stubborn, self-destructive conformists. Any other view of our species is just self-congratulatory delusion. He says we all conform, and to some degree, he's right. We conform to societal norms. We all say we want our kids to be educated. Where the delusion sets in is, are they being educated? We all want to help our fellow man. The world. There's hardly anybody in the world who would disagree with this. But the real fact of the matter is, the majority of the world does not help its fellow man. And let's just keep it on a state side. If you believe that Democrats are truly interested in helping their fellow man, then ask them, why are they so vitriolic against conservatives? Why is it that when the Democrats say they want to help, it's always financial help, and it rarely involves their money, it involves the money of conservatives, the people that they have disdain for? Why is that? Because the fact is, Democrats live under the delusion that they really do want to do good things for people. They believe, I really do want to help women in the war on women that doesn't even exist. That's an illusion and an illustration of their delusion. They claim they want to help kids, but they support pedophiles. They are the world's worst parents. They don't care about kids in foster care. Look, I know a ton about this stuff at the grassroots level where you get kids adopted. I know who's adopting them. And I know the reasons they adopt them. When a Democrat adopts a kid, they want a kid to be white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, or whatever. You know when a conservative wants a kid, they say, what kid needs to be adopted the most? Which one's been here the longest? I know the questions they ask. Leftists don't. They want the perfect little baby. They don't want that kid that you go, now look, mom was a crackhead, kid was born with an addiction. Oh, I think I'm going to walk away from that. But the conservatives will say, absolutely. That's the one we'll take. Which one needs the most help? So, I know these people's delusions. They have delusions of grandeur. Why do you think we're talking about all this Harvey Weinstein stuff, all this Holly Weirdo stuff, these sexual predators? Why do you think that is? Because these people have delusions of grandeur. They believe they can make it. They're willing to do anything. I'm not telling you that some people don't. They do. There are many people who get left on the wayside, lost in their delusions, and Hollywood preys on them. How many of the people that don't make it do you think went to talent agents and acting classes, and people were like, just said, you know, if you want to come here, bring me your money, I'll take it. But let me tell you, you're not going to be any good at this. There you go. Delusions. And the left is full of them. And one of their biggest delusions is that you're the bad guys. We, conservatives, we're the bad guys. Biggest delusion on the planet. The delusion they have is that Barack Obama was an intelligent president who did good. Their delusion is that Donald Trump is an unintelligent president who doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, they say he's criminally bad at his job. Some say he's mentally unstable to do it. That's their delusion. Ask me any question you want on any topic you have comparing Barack Obama to Donald Trump, and I'll show you their delusion. We talked about it all week. This is going to be, by the way, a catch-all show. One that we just talk about. Lots of different topics. A hodgepodge, if you will. I want to talk about sex robots even. Because there's some delusion in that. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion we have some privileged position in the universe, are challenged by a point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. Carl Sagan said that. The delusion of man to believe he's it. He's the authority. Now, I'm not talking about extraterrestrials. I'm talking about God. And I could go on there. We got a ton to discuss today. I'm anxious to go through some things that we've been wanting to get to and haven't been able to. So bear with us. It's going to be a fun show. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Back in.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with Extendivite.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are with us. We're talking about the delusions of the left. There are many. They believe themselves to be smart. And what I figured out is I figured out the game of how they play this smart game, right? They play, here's what they do. They say, "Hey, I got a an Ivy League degree," or a Harvey League degree. "I've got an Ivy League degree. And you've got a regular degree. So my school is better than yours. I must be smarter than you." That's the game they play. What's funny, and you guys have heard me talk about this, they go out and they get the best students on the planet. They recruit them because they've convinced them that you get this degree, you're great. So these students go to those schools. They make their professors better. They make everybody around them better for the most part. And they're already bright. So it's just this, it's a feeding frenzy of goodness, right? And so they're bright. Everybody's bright. Everybody improves. You could take those kids, in other words, you give me Harvard's incoming freshman class. I don't want the minorities. I want the kids that earned it. whatever color they are, and I'll put those kids in a state school. And that state school will improve dramatically in year one. And in a decade, you won't even be talking about Harvard. It's not because of the professors. Let me tell you what happens. Those kids go to those colleges, these bright kids. They change the way these professors think. And then the professors evolve, and they teach better and better and better. And they hone their skills, and they get better. But the kids go out in the world. The brightest kids go out in the world, and they do something. And Harvard takes credit for it, as if they did something for those kids. Let me tell you something about the student body at Harvard. More of those kids, and I'm talking about Ivy League in general, more of those kids contribute to that school than they get from it. MIT. MIT is an amazing school. They got geniuses teaching there. But trust me when I tell you, geniuses go there. And they challenge those professors. I'll give you a real story. In my college, I love telling this story. I hope Lloyd's listening. I have a friend. I'm not going to say his last name, but he is a rocket scientist. He was up for Rhodes Scholar. And Lloyd, I thought Lloyd was like a dummy. He wore leather pants. He was skinny, had a real rocker haircut. And I guess you could describe Lloyd as good looking. No offense, Lloyd. I didn't look at you that way. I know Diana was sitting next to you, and she was the hottest girl in engineering school. So that said something for you. And I remember Lloyd came to class one day with a black eye, and he says, "Yeah, I went to Golden Gloves." And I'm thinking, who would ever think this guy could fight? You know, but he got a black eye, so there you go. So I don't know whether he did good or bad, but just the fact that he went, it really surprised me. So long story short, Lloyd is I didn't realize it at the time, but he would just sit in the back of the room and go, "Ugh." Every time we ask a question, he was he was frustrated. And so I had a class in my graduate years, had a class with Lloyd, and he showcased his brilliance. Because they let us work in teams, and Lloyd worked solo because he just felt like we would slow him down, I guess. And it was the brightest guys in engineering class, the guys that made it, you know, got our double E, you know, BS double E's, and we were working on masters. And I'm thinking, you know, we're all bright guys, and we were A students, everybody there. And Lloyd refused to work with anybody. He was like, "Nah, I'll go on my own." And this is truly one of the toughest classes I ever took. So we would work in teams, and we only had to answer, I think, 3 questions. Out of 10, that was a good grade for the homework. That's how tough it was. It used every bit of our math skills, our engineering skills, our physics, you name it. So we do these things, and we come back after the first assignment, and we're proud. Me and my team were proud. We've answered 4 questions. And the professor asked how many answered, you know, 2, 3, everybody raised their hand, 3, everybody raised their hand, 4. It's only a couple of us, 5, Lloyd's hand, 6. Lloyd's hand. Finally, the professor just said, "Anybody answer more than Lloyd?" So we were like, BS. There's no way. You didn't even have enough time. If you had a regular load in class, you couldn't have answered more than 4 questions. So at the end of this class, before I say that. So the professor goes through the questions, the ones that everybody, you know, who got this one? And he worked it out, and everybody, "Oh, okay." And so he worked every question. Well, he got through us pretty quick. So then he says, "Well, let's go ahead and go through the rest of them so you guys can see how you should have solved for them." So he's going through that. And he and Lloyd end up arguing about, you know, what the process is. And I'm going, Lloyd, he really does know this material. So the professor finally is, you can see he's frustrated because Lloyd has gotten him. Lloyd is like, "No, you can't assume that." And he's just explaining it. And it dawns on me then why this dude was in sitting in half my classes snorting because he was so bored. So it turns out he is up for Rhodes Scholar. Now, I'm telling you, to be honest with you, I kind of forgot why I was telling the story for a second there. But here was my point. Lloyd could have gone to any school. Any school. If he'd gone to MIT, he would have been brilliant there. If he'd gone to Caltech, he would have been brilliant. Now, he would have been around other brilliant kids or whatever, and they would have all gotten together and came up, you know, come up with different things. I'm telling you, it is the students who make these colleges what they are. It is not these professors. That's not to say the professors are not rock stars. Many of them are. When you're MIT, you finally are going to hire the best of the best. But I'm telling you, I could make an MIT out of a state school if I just took their next 10 years, of the students that they are going to bring to that school, if I took those students and I put them in regular colleges, those colleges would rival MIT within a decade. So the ruse, the delusion of education, is that you're going there and you're getting educated. Maybe the average student. But ask yourself this question. Why is it that colleges and universities have gone away from STEM classes and have decided they're going to make people into social justice warriors and all these humanities and things where you have to interpret things? The reason is they can't teach you. They don't even want to teach you. Most of these school teachers, it starts out as a labor of love, but it gets too difficult because too many of these kids are incorrigibles. They don't want to learn. They get to college and they say, why do I have to follow rules? Go, you know, get grades and do these things to get my grades. Why can't I just, you know, get my grade the way I want to get my blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. And the colleges capitulate. And that's why we are where we are. It is a delusion. Give me your topic. Give me education. It is a delusion. The idea that this country truly is interested in the student is a lie. If they were, they would have changed the way we do education decades ago. I remember seeing a movie, Waiting for Superman. They say it's a failure factory is what these schools are. They don't teach. It's antiquated methods based on an industrialized society. And you're just going to need these factory drones, these workers that do nothing except what you tell them. It isn't about a thinking man society anymore. And that's our problem. But the left wants to convince you that, no, education is important. We stress it, yada, yada. No, they don't. It is one of the left's delusions, a grand delusion. And that's what they use every time they want to get your money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Oh, I needed that break. Boom. I'm just thinking about what we're going to talk about. And, you know, it's funny. Barack Obama, we will never forget this guy. How you think about him will change over time. For us, it isn't going to be a big swing because we already knew who he was. He was a worthless, you know, he's the most worthless president ever. The big swing is going to come on the left. The more they learn about Barack Obama, this year he will be exposed as a fraud. But soon he'll be exposed as an imbecile. I mean, to me, he already has. I think they know it. And in fact, I know many of them do. They don't want to admit it. But the fact is, Barack Obama is a fraud. He's, you know, his policies didn't work. He didn't know how to implement them. He was a puppet in many cases, and it was evident. And I'm telling you, there are signs that you can see that Barack Obama isn't all that the left believe him to be. You just got to look for him. Now, keep in mind, a complicit media, the deep state continues to work on his behalf. A lot of people live on muscle memory of Barack Obama. There are some who remain enablers that will help him no matter what. And there are some who are just guilty and they still continue to support him because they still want to believe that America is a racist country and he didn't get a fair shake for this or that. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think has been fought harder in the media and in government in his first year? Donald Trump or Barack Obama? Who took the you know, who did the media support more? Did they support Obama? Did they support Trump? You know the answer to that. It's a rhetorical question. Of course they supported Trump more. No, I'm kidding. They supported Barack Obama more. We know this. You look at Barack Obama's policies. If Donald Trump had had the first year one that Barack Obama had, we would be yelling through the rafters. I know I would. Unemployment at 11%, even if Donald Trump couldn't drop unemployment, if it only ticked up 1 point, I'd be mad. If Donald Trump couldn't get the stock market to grow, I'd be mad. If the jobs report was only at equilibrium, let's say he's only creating 100,000 jobs a month, I'd be mad. If he wasn't able to get China to do whatever, I'd be mad. I could go on. Barack Obama's unemployment was in the 8 or 9% range, I don't know, I've seen 11.2 after year one. He lost 5 million jobs. We were well on our way to losing our credit rating. I don't know how many trillion in debt we were, but we certainly had added at least a trillion, if not a trillion and a half of debt to the economy. And this after he got $787 billion from Bush. And I could go on. But the left didn't treat him, they treated him like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, he inherited a mess, you know, what are you going to say? And they leave him alone. If Donald Trump had the year Barack Obama had, we would all be calling for it. He couldn't get anything accomplished. We'd be calling for his head on a platter. All of us. But we knew it would work. We as conservatives go, he'll get it done. We know he will. The left go, no, he won't, and they fought him, and they continue to fight him tooth and nail. He is not even on his full year yet, and he's rock star status. 2 million jobs created, blah, blah, you know the all the different things that are going on. Do I really need to go through them? So you have a tale of two different guys, one who hasn't complained, other than saying the media is they're liars. He doesn't complain about the media in the sense that they're not letting me accomplish my agenda. He just says they're a bunch of liars, and they are. Unquestionably, they're a bunch of liars. So, again, I ask the question, who's getting treated with kid gloves? We already know. Yet, the delusion on the left is Barack Obama is competent. He was amazing. He showed well. Do you hear how he spoke? And on and on. The delusion, he's a good president. And then the further delusion, that Donald Trump, an accomplished billionaire who graduated from Wharton, he's scum. Why would we follow him? Why would we listen to him? And even in the face of proof, truth, what do they say? Same thing. He's unhinged, unfit. How so? These are delusions, and we let them get away with this. We let them get away with the delusion that Barack Obama is a solid guy. But let me tell you something. They know he's not. And this is what I want to focus on for just a second. They know he's a scam artist. The left's Kenyan native son is falling out of favor. I'm telling you, he is. Why are you looking at me like that? I can say Kenyan. I'm black. By the way, I'm Nigerian. So don't mess with me. I'm 23% Nigerian. I'll get in your face, my friend. No, that sounded Middle Eastern. That's all right. I'll work on my Nigerian accent. I don't know which group I'm with, whether I'm Igbo or whatever. I'll find that out and I'll let you guys know. What, I can't mention ethnicity? I'm a black man on my own radio show. Don't tell me what to do. Not to mention, you don't tell me what to do anyway. Not only will the left not mention Barack Obama's ethnicity, soon they're not even going to want to mention him in any form. And the University of Chicago is a good example. That's what I want to talk about right now. More than 100 members of the University of Chicago faculty have asked the Obama Foundation to move the proposed library honoring the 44th president to a new location. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. Obama's going to build his library there. He's a favorite son. The University of Chicago, a place that he hails as his, you know, adopted home. And the faculty there, over 100 faculty members. Now, do you think they got 100 conservatives there? 100 faculty members are going, look, you need to move this. And here's the reason why. They say it's socially regressive. I'd love to give you a better reason, like, you know, it's taking up too much space, or, you know, Barack Obama's an idiot. No, they say it's socially regressive. Now, I believe that's code. We'll get to that in a second. Here's what they went on to say, this article. The Obama Presidential Center will not provide the, quote, promised development or economic benefits to surrounding neighborhoods, the professors write, and could cost more than $100 million in state funds. If I had asked God to write that for me, no offense, God, but could he do it any better? This is exactly what Obama represents. He represents promised development and economic benefits that don't come to fruition. And, oh, by the way, here's my $100 million price tag on top of it. The letter reads this. We are concerned that these are not the best ways to use public funds to invest in the future of Chicago. They don't see former President Barack Obama as an investment in the future of Chicago at the University of Chicago. Now, let me tell you, 9 years ago, they would have been trying to rename that chump University of Chicago Obama, if not calling it the University of Obama. That's how much they believed in this clown. I didn't look up any articles on it. I'm just telling you what my feelings are. And then they tell you why. Because he's socially regressive. That library is socially regressive. That's a nice way for the university to say, We've done all we're going to do for your legacy. Now the article continues. The library will take over large sections of two historic public parks, Jackson Park and Midway Plaisance, and force the closure of a major south side thoroughfare, Cornell Avenue. The professors argue it's a, quote, traffic jam in the making. An Obama Foundation spokesperson said the library will bring hundreds of thousands of people to the South Side every year and will, quote, strengthen the economic climate in the region. That's how they sold it to them. While we don't expect everyone to agree with every element of the plan, we look forward to working with people across the community and the city to make the most of the opportunity to create a global destination that will showcase the South Side to the world. They put this thing where Leroy Brown used to get beat up. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. There's a library in downtown St. Louis. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful building outside, and you go inside, and it's even more beautiful. It's a, you know, that old school architecture, man, gorgeous. And you know what you do when you go there? You got to fight through homeless to get into the building. I'm not exaggerating. And if it's cold, they wait by that door. The moment the library opens, they come in and they've got, you know, places to lounge and sit and all that. They come in, they sit down, they stay there all day. It's a funk fest getting to your books. Now, most of them stay in that, in like in one area. I've been in there quite a few times, but it's in this one area. But woo, it can get rank in that room, especially in the summer when it's really hot. It's ugly. So Obama's received other slaps in the faces, though, like when Hawaii wanted to rename one of their beaches. I think it was Sandy Beach. They wanted to call it Barack Obama Beach, and nobody was having anything of it. Chang had heard from a congressional staffer that Obama often spoke fondly of body surfing on that beach as a teen when he read the interview in which the president described his ideal day as one spent at the Oahu beach. He says it was almost a prose poem. And yet, Hawaii didn't want it, so it stayed the same.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists will lie to your face. They will have no shame in doing it. They don't care. They don't care if they're lying to you about global climate change and the hockey stick BS. They don't care if they're lying to you about unemployment numbers under Barack Obama. They don't care if they're lying to you about crime committed by illegals or the idea of illegals being cost positive to our economy. It doesn't matter. They will lie. Period. And they do it in order to get whatever they want done, because they, when they can't support the delusion that they live in, they just change the way the worldview is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm tough on leftists, but I'm not tough on them because I'm trying to be entertaining or any other reason. I'm tough on them because they're liars. Any more than when, you know somebody. You got a kid. When your kid lies to you, doesn't it just it breaks your heart, number one, but it makes you mad because you say, I don't teach you to lie. You may actually lie yourself, but you know it's not good. Generally speaking, it's better to tell the truth. I'm not saying, does this dress make me look fat kind of lie. I'm saying when it matters. When you're talking about public safety. Oh, this racial profiling of black people, you know, just that by the police officers, that is a lie. The police profile based on the pattern of activity that's happening, a pattern of crime. That's the only thing they profile based on. And so, if there's a pattern of crime, they profile. If they send out a bolo, be on the lookout for a black guy, 5'11" with, you know, dreadlocks, they don't go looking for white female nuns. They go looking for who they're supposed to look for. But we allow the left to tell us the delusion that the police are out there profiling. They're doing this, you know, just because they don't like blacks. They're doing it because they want to go home to their families like everybody else. They're doing it because that's who's committing the crimes. I promise you, if nuns start committing crimes in mass numbers, you will watch the police shift. And the squad room will be, oh, now listen, you need to be on the lookout for these nuns. I mean, I don't understand what it is, but there's something going on in the nun community. And they'll flip on a dime. They don't care. They got a job to do. Unless you are into, you know, one of these leftists that doesn't really care if anybody gets arrested. I mean, look, if we want to have a lawless society, why even bother to have cops? But if you're going to have them, let them use their training. These guys, they feed you wrong information. And then they hold it against you. Because if you knew the statistics that almost 50% of the crime is being committed by 6% of the population, young black teenagers, really, it's really about 3%. Teenagers, black kids between the ages of 15 and 30, you know, which I know is not teenagers, but I'm saying young blacks, though, ooh, and it's young black men mostly. But you say that and you're racist. You're profiling. How dare you? How dare I? Math? Statistics? Observation? I told you guys many stories. I was walking my dog one day, had him out going for a jog. I don't know, 3-4 black teens that, you know, I don't know whether they, to be honest with you, that they look like they were going to college. Doesn't matter to me. I'd say they were 18 to 25. And you know what I did? I had a weapon on me, and I literally, you know, kept jogging. I looked them dead in their faces as they walked by, so they knew I made eye contact. And I had my hand behind, you know, running to my side where I could get to my weapon. I didn't have a gun, by the way. No, I had a martial arts weapon. But I had my hand ready to get my weapon. That's what I run with in my neighborhood because you never know what you're going to run into. That's it. And they looked at me. I looked at them like, y'all want to start something? I promise you ain't going to go your way because my dog will get you too. He's going to be enough of a distraction that I promise you, you're going to be reading about four young brothers that got jacked up but good. And of course, nothing happened. Went on my merry way. I profiled. And they profiled me, I guarantee you, because I did not have the look of fear in my face. I had the look of, you jack with me, it won't go your way. And that, like I said, nothing happened. But I don't feel bad telling that story. And I know there are a lot of, you know, black folks that would listen to the program, leftists. Oh, Kevin, you're out there telling white folks this about black. I'm telling you what I did. I don't care what you do. If you want to be one of those victims, you feel free. But I'm not going to be a victim by not making eye contact, letting you know I'm ready for a fight, and saying, let's do this. And if it offends you, you know what? Get your young brothers to stop doing stuff. I'll look at you and go, hey, Bill, how's it going? The way I pass my neighbors now, which are a bunch of white folks. What's up, Bill? Hey, Kev. Hey, Brad. I don't run with a weapon in the new neighborhood. But I might, just in case. So you get what I'm saying? But they want you to believe the lie. They want you to believe the delusion. They want you to believe that illegals come over here and they're good, solid citizens. They're hiding under the radar. They're very afraid to do anything. And even when things happen in their culture, they don't want to tell us because they don't want to get arrested. Let me tell you something. The statistics against illegals would floor you. If you knew them for real, if leftists knew them for real, they would not be fighting. There wouldn't be very many leftists fighting to keep them here. non-citizens represent 8.4% of the adult population in this country. Non-citizens. That's a big bite of the pie. That means people, 8.4% of this population potentially isn't working, but is on the, you know, has some part of the dole. They're going to the hospital, possibly on welfare, likely have kids who are in our school systems and so on and so forth. That's 8.4% of the adult population in this country. But get this. Those non-citizens represent 42.4% of the federal kidnapping convictions. That's sex trafficking. That's kidnapping for ransom. They represent 8.4% of the non-citizens in this country represent 31.5% of the drug convictions. Who are they trying to compete with? Young black men? 8.4% of the non-citizens in this country, the adults, represent 23% of the money laundering. That's right. Drug trade, trying to get that money out of the country, whatever. That's what they represent. 8.4% of the adult non-citizen population, illegals, represent 13.4% of witness tampering. In other words, I don't know if you've ever had a witness tampering. That is a very scary thing for you to be a witness to an MS-13 or some gang-related thing, and you put your life on the line because of these non-citizens. All these great people that have come over here looking for opportunity, as the left want to present to you, that are not committing crimes at the level that we're talking about here. Go look at a report prepared by leftists, and you'll see them say, no, the non-citizens in America, they don't commit as much crime as the citizens in America. That is a bald-faced lie. I'm giving you the actual numbers. Of the 8.4% adult population of non-citizens, illegals, they commit almost 18% of the larceny and fraud. These are the credit card scams and the, you know, police benevolence fund and all that kind of crap. They commit 9.6% of the assaults, and the only thing they're on par with, and this is not good, they commit 8.9% of the homicides in this country. So they're almost on par with their numbers in terms of homicides. Now, these are not counting immigration, which is a crime, illegal immigration, which is a crime in and of itself. So for these guys, the left, to present these folks to you as though they're solid citizens is nonsense. Now, you can look at the situation and say, well, why are they doing this? Are they committing identity theft in order to work? Probably. But you know what? If they weren't here illegally, they would not have to commit identity theft. So don't tell me, oh, they're doing that for this reason. You can work under the radar for cash if you want in any country. Oh, but Kevin, they get taken advantage of. Well, then be legal. See, there's always an answer for the conservative side. Be legal. I wouldn't go to a country, sneak in, have to work under the radar for cash, be taken advantage of, because I'm telling you, I'd probably be one of the homicides. You know, I mean, committing one. And somebody not paying me my money. Yeah, I'm going to get my money up in here one way or the other. Okay? So I'm going to go do it the legal way. Why would I come over there and put myself in that kind of jeopardy? I want people to know I'm going to be part of the culture. I want to be part of the culture. You cool? You cool? I'm cool. So these people lie. They lie through their teeth. All to convince you of something that is a delusion. But it's, you know, it's worse than a delusion because they know it's a lie. I gotta leave it there. We'll be back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.